Hello, Reddit user. If you found this, that means you're on my UWA profile and you're currently looking at the challenges and questionnaires I've completed. I don't feel comfortable posting them on Backstage until I get a critical mass of them, so they'll be staying on my Reddit profile until I get a bunch of them gathered together. The first one I'm going to do is going to be the accent challenge. And let's just jump in, shall we? The first question is, what is your username? My username is Veiled Moon. 2, where you're from? I'm from New York City. 3, pronounce the following words, and there's like a list here. Aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, Jif, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. 4, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? That is, TPing a house. I've never done it. I TP'd a cabin at Bandcamp. I know. That TP cabin at Bandcamp, I think both years, like junior year and senior year, I think it was like TPing the freshman cabin. It was stupid. 5, what is a bubbly carbonated drink called? That's soda. 6, what do you call gym shoes? Those are sneakers. 7, what do you call your grandparents? I just call them grandma and grandpa. I don't really have any other like words for that. 8, what do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That's a shopping cart. 9, what is the thing you change the TV channel with? That is a remote. 10, choose a book and read a passage from it. Shit. let me take a look here. I have some books here, but... Okay, so one thing about me is that I love Kindle books. I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I'd rather have a physical book. I love holding the book. No, I read a lot of books, and it would be ridiculous if I tried carrying all the books I'm reading, because I can be reading up to 5 books at a time, just going back and forth between them. And quite frankly, I don't really want to carry all of them. So I love my Kindle. Fuck off. I love my Kindle Paperwhite. I will never be without it, pretty much. So physical books, I have Design Manuals and The Handmaid's Tale. I'm going to read from The Handmaid's Tale or Margaret Atwood, because I'm sure no one wants to hear about user-based design, I'm sure. I'll be reading from chapter 23. This is a reconstruction. All of it is a reconstruction. It's a reconstruction now, in my head, as I lie flat on my single bed rehearsing what I should or shouldn't have said, what I should or shouldn't have done, how I should have played it, if I ever get out of here. Let's stop there. I intend to get out of here. It can't last forever. Others have thought such things, in bad times before this, and they were always right. They did get out, one way or another. It didn't last forever. Although for them, it may have lasted all the forever they had. When I get out of here, if I'm ever able to set this down, in any form, even in the form of one voice to another, it will be a reconstruction then too, at yet another remove. It's impossible to say a thing exactly the way it was, because what you say can never be exact. You always have to leave something out. There are too many parts, sides, cross currents, nuances, too many gestures, which could mean this or that, too many shapes, which can never be fully described, too many flavors, in the air or on the tongue, half colors, too many. But if you happen to be a man, sometime in the future, and you've made it this far, please remember, you will never be subjected to the temptation of feeling you must forgive a man as a woman. It's difficult to resist, believe me. But remember that forgiveness too is a power. To beg for it is a power, and to withhold or bestow it is a power, perhaps the greatest. Maybe none of this is about control. Maybe it isn't really about who can own whom, who can do what to whom and get away with it, even as far as death. Maybe it isn't about who can sit and who has to kneel, or stand, or lie down, legs spread open. Maybe it's about who can do what to whom and be forgiven for it. Never tell me it amounts to the same thing. I want you to kiss me, the commander said. Well, of course something came before that. Such requests never come flying out of the blue. That was from The Handmaid's Tale. Definitely recommend the book. The book is amazing. It's actually kind of freaky. So I do watch the Hulu show, The Handmaid's Tale. There was a point a few weeks ago, I just had to stop. It was just making me really anxious because not that I feel like there'll be a fertility crisis and Gilead would happen. It's just the idea of, you know, getting rights taken away and things like that. It just became like way too stressful and I just wasn't able to go on with the show. It is an amazing show. I was able to actually get through it. And it did get renewed for season 2. So if you're definitely interested in The Handmaid's Tale, it's on Hulu. And let's get back to the challenge. I think there's only like a little bit left. 11, do you think you have an accent? So I feel like I have a New York accent for certain things. There are definitely certain colloquialisms that I say. Other than that, I feel like I have what's typically called American non-regional dialect. So that's basically just American. So it's just not really much intonation or accent placed on certain, you know, syllables or words. A part of the reason that I may also have a non-regional dialect is because, ironically, a lot of the jobs I held up to now, a lot of it involved phone work. So talking on the phone for, you know, hours and hours and hours a day, you know, 5 days a week will sort of reinforce or beat out any sort of accent that you have. So I think the things I say that are New York, and when I want to say New York, I can say it like that. So coffee is coffee sometimes. You don't stand in line, you stand online. This is definitely a New York thing, according to some anthropologists. So, you know, for example, you're not in line at Whole Foods. I'm on the line at Whole Foods. I'm trying to think of what else. So this is actually kind of embarrassing. I have a problem with the word ask. I'll often say it acts. Like acts as this, like what Little Red Riding Hood had. That's definitely a New York thing. And I'm trying so hard to not do it because I hate when I do it. I feel like it sounds really bad. I will, let's see. I can't really think of anything else. I don't really have the stereotypical, like New York accent. I think mainly because, I'm not white. I'm not white. So I feel like there's no reason for me to have some crazy like Italian accent. I mean, other than that, I mean, there's like certain terms, like the convenience store. It's not a convenience store. It's a bodega, and the bodega sells subs, and the bodega is also open all night. It's not like a deli. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I guess other New York colloquialisms, bridge and tunnel. So if you're a bridge and tunnel crowd, that means you don't live in the city. You basically live in New Jersey or Long Island, and you're coming into the city either through Penn Station, New York, or through a bridge, and it also means that you're kind of a jerk. Sorry. So usually bridge and tunnel is sort of a put-down for people. The street that divides Soho and the rest of Manhattan is Houston, not Houston. It looks like the city in Texas, but I can't tell you how many people have asked me, where is Houston Street? And I'm just looking at them like, what are you talking about? It's Houston. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of like New York stuff. Other than that, I do have like maybe a few words. Again is definitely one of them. And then there's like another word that I say like a Canadian, only because when I was younger, I dated a Canadian man, and some of his accent rubbed off on me a little bit. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for my accent. I don't do any other accents. I can't do accents. I can't sing. And I don't do any impressions. That's just how I am. Sorry. Some of my friends say I have resting bitch voice, which is, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I can be happy. Like, I have a happy voice. I just, they're basically saying that my normal voice is the voice equivalent of resting bitch face, which is, I don't know. And then the last question on the questionnaire is 12. End the audio posts by saying any three words you want. What words? Like, I don't, this is, like, putting me on the spot here. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like, have a good weekend? That's four words, but I don't know. I'm recording this on a Friday. So yeah, that's the accent challenge. I will be updating a post that's stickied in my Reddit profile with other questionnaires I've done. There's a questionnaire I did when I did my verification for Gone Wild Audio because I thought it would be good. I may re-record that one because I ramble a lot and I don't know. Because I'm neurotic, basically. So if you made it through the whole thing, thanks so much. I will do some other questionnaires and I will upload them. And thanks for coming out.